indicated that there were two different authors at work here. One writer referred to God in one way, the other in another way. The other differences likewise seemed to fall into place. The writer who used the name God alone saw him as a distant cosmic deity, one who mostly spoke and gave orders. The writer who used the name the Lord God conceived of him in more personal terms, as a divine humanoid who walked around and shaped things and made clothes and did not always know where human beings might be hiding. Genesis 3:8-9. If so, then there was nothing surprising about the fact that chapter 1 differed from chapter 2 in other particulars as well. The author of chapter 1 was apparently content to say that all of humanity, male and female, was created on the sixth day without going into further details. This author may have known nothing about two individuals named Adam and Eve, or else he did not care to talk about them. Indeed, he did not even mention the Garden of Eden in his description of the earth's creation. By the same token, the author of chapters 2 and 3 did not seem to show any awareness of the creation account that was to precede his own. He begins his account, Genesis 2:4-7, as if he were starting to tell the story of creation from scratch. When the Lord God was making the earth and the heavens, but before any wild plant was yet on the earth, and before any wild grass had yet sprouted, since the Lord God had not yet caused the rain to fall, and there was no one to plow the ground anyway, a flow came up from the earth, and it watered the surface of the ground. Then the Lord God shaped a man from the mud. Genesis 2:4b-7. Apart from the fact that these words seem to announce a wholly new beginning rather than a continuation of the preceding chapter, scholars noted one or two additional elements that appear to conflict with the description of the creation in chapter 1. Thus, this passage seems to say that man's creation was begun before any wild plant was yet on the earth, and before any wild grass had yet sprouted. But, according to chapter 1, plant life was created on the third day, long before the creation of man on the sixth. A little later, Genesis 2:19, this same account reports that the animals and the birds were created after Adam himself was. Here was another apparent conflict with chapter 1. A priestly writer. For all these reasons, modern biblical scholars came to believe that the book of Genesis actually contains two different